desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Scripture. How far are you willing to go? There is something we've related years ago. One of the first times that we went to Malawi was 18 years ago, and it was a new experience. It was a strange land. It was a very different culture, people that are very poor. And I remember the people gathering in. We were just out in a very remote village, and people began coming in from surrounding villages wearing what we would call rags, many of them, clothes that were torn. Most of the people did not have shoes on, and you could see the thick calluses on the bottom of their feet. And we came to find out that some of these people had walked at least for 2 days to come and be in service. And this wasn't on nice sidewalks. This is in the heat of the sun. This is in hot weather. This is over rough dirt trails. And they had walked for days and just slept outside, most of them without blankets. And they came because they had a desire to hear the word of the Lord. They came a long way. And we were really moved by that and challenged by that. And I wonder this morning, how far are we willing to go? See, these people sacrificed because they wanted something more than what they had. And I wonder this morning in our own life, and I can't answer this question for anybody but me, how far am I willing to go to be more like Christ? How far am I willing to go? What distances? How far are we willing to, and how much are we willing to sacrifice in our life that the image of Christ would be shown greater in our lives? How low are we willing to humble? How much are we willing this morning to consecrate and give up for God that we would have greater anointing and power from the Holy Spirit on a daily basis? How much are we willing to give up? What distance are we willing to go this morning? There's a passage of Scripture in the fourth chapter of Hebrews, beginning with verse 1. Speaking of the children of Israel, he said, "Let us therefore fear." And he was speaking to us now in reference to the children of Israel. "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering in to his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did..." Excuse me. "But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." Let us fear. The children of Israel had journeyed and wandered for 40 years in the wilderness. And they never made it to the place that God intended them to make it. It was God's desire that the children of Israel, that all of them, enter into Canaan land. And it is God's desire this morning for all of us to be at peace in our spirits. And if you feel like that, well, I look on others and it seems like they have it, and it seems like I just don't have it, it is God's will this morning. Now, there are some things that we seek for God's will. And we don't know sometimes, Lord, is this your will or not? It is God's will for you to have victory in your life this morning. It is God's will for you to be at peace in your spirit this morning. It doesn't mean that everything around you is going to be at peace. But there is a place of peace and victory in our personal lives that I can declare freely this morning that is God's will. And so he said, "Let us therefore fear, be careful that we enter into the rest that God has for us." I don't want to end up camping on the border of Canaan. And there are many people that they're camping on the border of Canaan. They've come a ways with God, but they haven't gone the whole way. There's another passage of Scripture that says, "Let us go on to perfection." He was talking about being fully equipped. free from sin and having the Holy Spirit, fully equipped. But even after we have been equipped, and often in the Scripture that is termed perfection, that we've been equipped, there is also still a journey of growth. I don't want to camp right where I'm at and say, okay, Lord, this is as far as I'm going to go. It doesn't matter how old we are or how young we are. God has some greater victories for us in our life. But how far are we willing to go for Him? Let us go on this morning. Because when we stop going on, we begin to stagnate. And I have found that when people begin to stop growing or going forward in their experience, more often than not, they don't stay in the same place. But more often than not, they will start slipping back and going back to the things that even God delivered them from at one time. Do you remember, and this is just, again, personal for each one of us to answer, but have there ever been things that you know God dealt with you about in your life, and you came to the place and said, okay, Lord, I'm going to give it to you. Does God still have it this morning? Or have we gone back and taken back on some of the things that the Lord had, we've given to Him? Some things that we've consecrated to Him. Some things that we've given up for the Lord because we knew it wasn't real good for us spiritually. How far are we willing to go to really be in the place that God wants us to be this morning? Let us go on. Over in Matthew in the 26th chapter, we won't take the time to read it. The familiar passage. Remember when Peter was following Jesus as Jesus was taken to the cross? How did Peter follow Jesus? Was he up close? He was following afar off. How far was he willing to go? You see, Peter was following. I've got to give him some credit there. He was following Him, but there was a lot of distance. And what happens when we begin to put a lot of distance and we're following the Lord, but it's not up as close as we ought to be? Something's going to happen. Peter got in a position that he was tempted and he gave in to peer pressure because he was following afar off. And the same thing was going to happen to us. If we don't go, how far are we willing to go? If we don't go as close to God as we can, there's going to be a time that we're going to be tempted, that we're going to be pressured by friends and family and people around us and by the world, and we're not going to have the strength to say no to what's wrong because there's distance between us and God. How far are we willing to go? And again, this is just personal, but how close are we willing to get to God? I find that the enemy, especially with young people, the enemy tries to make you afraid of getting too close to God. Because what am I going to have to do? What am I going to have to give up if I get real close to the Lord? What is He going to require of me? But I want to remind us this morning that when we get close to the Lord, that is where we experience the greatest blessings in life. Yes, there's sacrifice. Yes, there's things that we're going to need to give up for God, but we get something in return. Now I am in the presence of God. Before, when I was following the Lord afar off, it seemed like I didn't have the greatest victory. It seemed like there was a measure of lack of peace that I had, and now I've gotten close to the Lord, and I'm finding a grace that I never experienced before. I'm finding a place, even in difficult times, I'm finding there's a comfort that's enabling me to get through these battles like I didn't have before. Are we going to allow things to hinder us from that being in that place this morning? How far are we willing to go for God today? Let's not follow afar off, but let's stay close to the Lord, and let's not allow the enemy to bring back into our lives the things that we've given up one time. Or when the Spirit of the Lord comes along and says, this isn't very good for you. Has the Lord ever done that with some of you too? I'm not saying it's sin. And that's where people start getting not real happy with the ministry. When the ministry starts bringing things out that it may not just be sin, but it's not good for you spiritually. It's like, well, who do you think you are? This is about getting close to the Lord this morning. This is about something personal. When the Lord comes along and taps you on the shoulder and you hear the voice of the Spirit saying, this isn't good for you. How are we going to respond? How far are we willing to go for God this morning? God is not going to force any of us. You know, even here we can come, and I know that there are certain standards in a way of life that the saints have. It's a good way. But do you know if I do these things and don't do some things just to meet, find your approval? Do you recognize I'm still going to have trouble in my soul? Because we heard in Sunday school, it's about a willing heart. That, Lord, I am living this way and I am doing this because I want to get close to you, because I love you. That's the crux of the matter this morning. Lord, I love you and I don't want to allow the things of the world, whether they be sin or not, I don't want to allow them to hinder the power that I can have with God. God wants to work in our life in a greater way, saints. I believe that. But I believe that we're going to have a greater purpose, in a greater consecration, in a greater determination, that, Lord, I'm willing to go as far as I need to go. Lord, I'm willing to get, Lord help us, I'm willing to get as low as I need to get to see the face of the Savior. How far are we willing to go? The Scripture also teaches us, and again, some of these are familiar passages that the Lord put on my heart to share here. But in 1 John, the second chapter, we are instructed to love not the world. He said, don't love it. Love not the world, neither the what? Things. There's a hot button one right there, isn't it? Things. Love not the world, neither the things that are in it. And he tells us a little more about that love. He said, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is where? It's not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. How far are we willing to go for God this morning? We live in a generation, and take note this morning, I'm going to say it like it is. We live in a generation where too many people are trying to straddle the fence spiritually. I'm going to hold on, I want to follow the Lord, and I want to have some of the Lord, but there's things that I'm not willing to give up either. And I want to hold on to some of the world. Folks, the Scripture said, if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in him, because no man can serve two masters. And as time goes on, there's going to be a greater delineation between true saints of God and those that are just going along with a form of godliness. Because the world is getting worse and worse, and I don't want to succumb to the pressures that are out there. And there's only one thing that's going to help me, Lord, whatever you say. How much are we willing? How much love are we going to give to the things of the world? You say, well, I don't love it, but just don't take it from me. Do you know a good way to tell if you're addicted to something? You know a good way to tell if you're addicted to something? And I'm not just talking about drugs and alcohol now either. Stop doing it for a while. You say, well, the Lord can have this if He wants it. You know, it's no big deal to me. Then give it up for a while. If the Lord comes along and taps you on the shoulder, says, well, Lord, I don't love it. I don't love it. I can give this. It's no big deal. If you know that it's not good for you spiritually, just give it up for a while and see what happens. See what it does to your time. See what it does to your priorities. See what it does to your relationship with God. How far are we willing to go? You see, some people are willing to pay a certain price to follow the Lord. I remember when it was soon after Renee and I got married, and we didn't have a marriage problem over it either. But it was ironic. We just got married and we went to an auction. And we were trying to find things for the house. And I told her I was gonna mention this morning. And we were at the auction, and here comes this little wooden clock. And I thought, well, do you like that? And yeah, okay. So I started bidding on it. And it was, you know, $3, $4. And I thought, okay, I think it's not really worth too much more than that. And the auctioneer kept looking at me, nodding his head, and I had stopped bidding. Because I wasn't willing to pay the price. It wasn't worth it to me at that point. And sold. And he pointed at me, and I'm like, I looked at Renee, so what? And she was behind me, nodding her head. And she said, well, she said, if you're going to pay $4, then why not pay $5? Or why not pay $6? Well, in my mind, I had drawn a line. It's like, I'm not willing to pay the price because this is as far as I'm going to go. And she was willing to go all the way. I'm glad it stopped wherever it did. But do you, I think we sold it or gave it away to Goodwill. We never even used the thing. But do you realize this morning, and I digress. But do you realize that that kind of thing spiritually, how far are we willing to go? What price are we willing to pay? There are people that say, I will give this up for the Lord. I'm going to follow the Lord, but it gets to a certain point, and I can almost see people drawing a line in the sand sometimes. Have you seen that? Maybe we've done it. And the Lord said, what are you doing? And we drew this invisible line, said, Lord, I'll go this far, but that's about as far as I can go. And the Lord's saying, can you come farther? Can we take our hands off this morning and say, Lord, I am willing to do whatever you want me to do. And the devil, and that's hard to do because we start relinquishing control to God when we take our hands off. But what is peace worth this morning? What is anointing, personal anointing in your life? What is it worth to you? How far are we willing to go for God this morning? How much are you willing, I say you, how much are we? How much are we willing to give to the Lord to be safe in our experience? Okay? To be safe. Because there are things that we can allow in our life that we could make a logical, rational case that I can be saved and I can do this. And maybe we can. But the question is this. In doing that, are we safe? Are we providing a safe environment for our children to allow that? To go there? To bring this into our lives? Is that a good, spiritually safe environment? Well, this is now very personal between us and God. But the Scripture does say this, Romans 13:14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. He did not just say, don't fulfill the lust. Right? Because we say that's sin. But he said, don't make provision for it. Don't put yourself in a situation. Don't put yourself in a position that is going to open up the doors to you doing things that you know will lead to sin. How far are we willing to go to be safe this morning? Because you know that serving the Lord is not always convenient. At least, I haven't found it that way. You know that being a husband and a wife is not always convenient either? Have you all found that being a mom or dad is not real convenient all the time? In other words, by convenient, it means it's like, oh yes, the baby's crying. Oh, praise the Lord. Let me go change him and let me get up in the middle of the night and go clean up the mess that they made. And it's not convenient. You want to roll over and put the pillow over your ears and go back to sleep hoping that they'll be quiet. But it's not convenient, but there's a job to be done. There's things that need to be done and it's worth it. It's worth it in the end. It's the right thing to do. But you don't always feel like it. Do you know that serving the Lord is not, our life is not about convenience. Brother Rain was talking about work this morning. How convenient is it? Oh, the fence is broken. Yes. It's not convenient. But it needs to be fixed. Or there's going to be some cattle getting out. Spiritually, it's not always convenient to take care of some broken fences in our lives spiritually. It's easier to turn a blind eye, but the problem is, it's going to cause a greater problem down the road. If I don't say it's not convenient, but I'm going to do business with God and I'm going to take care of this so I can actually start moving forward with God. How far are we willing to go this morning? It's not convenient, but folks, it's worth it. 19th chapter of Matthew, the young rich ruler that came to Jesus. And he asked a question. He said, good master. He said, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, keep the commandments. And he went through a list of the commandments, pertinent commandments. And the ruler, the young man said, he said, these things have I done from my youth up. And Jesus said, there's one thing that you lack. He said, there's one thing that thou lackest. If thou wouldst be perfect, you want to be perfect or made complete, go and sell all that you have and give to the poor and come and follow me. And that young man sorrowfully drew a line in the sand and said, I can't do that. I won't do that. And he went away. It was not the issue of his money. It was an issue of where his heart was. This morning, where is our heart? How far are we, what are we willing to do for God this morning? How much are we willing to sacrifice? What are we willing to give up? How far are we willing to go? One thing thou lackest. This morning, so often, and I'm talking to people here that have known the truth and love the Lord, serve Him. But have you not found that a lot of times where we begin to lose victory in our life or peace, usually we can put our finger on, we kind of already know what it is. Because we know the Lord's been faithful to kind of talk to us, and we can either kind of turn a blind eye, or we don't want to say that I'm not going to do it, but we kind of follow afar off. And it's when we start getting in trouble. And I want to encourage us this morning in our personal life, in our relationship with God, let's go all the way with the Lord. Yes, there's going to be some sweat, some spiritual sweat, and it's going to take some sacrifice. But folks, I want to make it this morning. Don't you? I want to make it. I don't want some of these, some things are just so frivolous. I don't want the frivolous things of this life to be the thing that I'm not willing to let go of, and it be that thing that I lose my victory with the Lord. I don't want to trade my peace. Have you ever lost your peace over something? I think we probably all have. And you really stopped and began to examine it and thought, is it worth it? Is it worth that I lose the peace that I have with God over this thing here? Is it really worth it? And I have to say, Lord, it's not. So Lord, help me then. Help me to do business with you that I can keep going and I don't stagnate. If you've been in the same place spiritually, don't feel bad about it this morning, but just realize the Lord is saying, you need to come closer to me. I want you to make it. I don't want you to fall by the wayside. How far are we willing to go? And when others say, and they say it, you don't have to do that. You don't have to have that. You don't have to forgive them. You don't have to give that up in your life. You can go there. It doesn't matter. You can wear that. It doesn't matter. How far are we willing to go for God? Talk about clothes. How modest are you willing to be? How modest are we willing to be? I'll go to a certain point, but after that, I want some control myself to just, you know, keep my little bit of, you know, be a little like the world, and I can still serve the Lord. Are we willing to say, Lord, what do you want? I want to be pleasing to you. I want to live in humility. I want to reflect the spirit that you want me to have. How far are we willing to go? And this is why the author in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, very familiar passage. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, I entreat you by the mercy of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, entirely acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, holy, H-O-L-Y, that's the other holy, clean, pure, undefiled, but it's without reserve. And be not conformed to this world. You see, how far are we willing to go? How far from the world? And saints, and I say saints, as the world gets worse and worse, the world is on a downward spiral fast. This is a standard. The world doesn't have much standards anymore. And it's more and more prevalent. If we always measure ourselves to the world, we're going to be right behind it. You know, here's the world down here, and we'll be up here. We can always keep a certain distance from the world, but we're going to be keep going down too, unless we realize the Word of God is right here, and it's unchanging, which means this. As the world gets worse and worse, there's going to be a greater separation between God's people and the world. You see, if we live a higher standard than the world, it gives us a measure of confidence, doesn't it? That we're not doing what the world does. You know, we're not like them. But that can be self-righteousness too. Unless we say, Lord, I'm going to stay right here. And young people and children, the world is getting worse, and it means there's going to be a greater difference between the way the world acts, the way that places they go, the things they listen to, the things they wear. As time goes on, there's going to be a bigger and bigger difference and separation from God's true people and the world. How far are we willing to go for God? How far are we willing to go this morning? Ananias and Sapphira, remember them? Everybody was sacrificing and giving to the Lord, and they did too. But the problem with them is they lied about how much they were sacrificing. They said, we gave the whole thing, and they didn't. They lied about how far they were willing. That was the essence of it. They lied to the Lord. They said, Lord, whatever it takes, and they had their hand up figuratively. You understand what I'm saying? They had their hand up, Lord, whatever it takes, that's what I'm willing to do. And the Holy Spirit said, you're willing to go all the way? You've given everything to the Lord? And they said, yes, we have. They fell over dead. This morning, I want this to be more than just poetry in my life. But for it to be more than poetry means there's going to be some tough decisions. It means there's going to be some sacrifices. And sacrifice, something is not sacrificed unless it hurts. If I had $1 million in the bank and I gave you 100,000 of it, so wow, he gave $100,000. Wow, $100,000. But is it a sacrifice? That's only 10%. I mean, that's kind of like just par. But sacrifice is when we give when it hurts. Maybe it was given 25 cents of my dollar. It was sacrificed because I really could have used it for other things and needed it, and it's hurt me to do it, and I had bills to pay, but Lord, I'm going to give this to you. I'm speaking spiritually. Spiritually, sacrificing for God is giving of ourselves when it hurts. And Jesus, when he came, he left us an example. In the second chapter of Philippians, it said he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He humbled himself. I would ask us this in our life this morning. How low are we willing to get to be in the place the Lord wants us to? Have you ever got to the place that's like, Lord, I can't get much lower. I mean, I've forgiven, I've humbled about as much as I... It's like I'm about to the end of my humility, and I can't get much lower. And the Lord is saying, how far? How low are you willing to get to have my blessing in your life? And that's when it's, Lord, as low as I need to get. Just give me the grace to do it. In our relationships this morning, how low are we willing to get? In our homes, in our marriages, relationships with people, how far are we willing to go that God would bless us as husbands and wives, as children, as parents, as co-workers, as saints, family of God? How far are we willing to go for God's blessings? When did God turn the captivity of Job? When he prayed for his quote-unquote friends. He humbled himself when he prayed for those that had not treated him right. It was out of a heart of love and true compassion. And God turned his captivity. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him do what? Deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake, see, it's the right motivation now, for my sake shall find it. What's our cost this morning? How much are we willing to sacrifice? What are we willing to do for God this morning? How far are we willing to go? It's not about how much talent or how much money or about how much ability we have. It is about the heart of love that says, Lord, I love you and I want to be where you want me to be and I want Christ to be reflected in my life. And that begins to answer that question. Doesn't mean the trail is always easy, but Lord, by your grace, I want to go all the way. In closing, Hosea 6 and 3, it says, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Then shall we know what? If we follow on all the way, then shall we know true peace. Then we will know what real victory is about. Then we'll know what true anointing and power with God is about. That's when we find, folks, what this is all about. But let's not limit God in our life. I just want to challenge us, encourage us. As we leave here this morning, let's reflect on our own life. How far are you willing to go for God? Then will you know if you follow on to know the Lord.